The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Nearly 4 years ago, the University of Kentucky violated Kentucky law by beginning to pay the health insurance of the partners of homosexuals who work for the university. Before this time, no state agency had ever officially recognized homosexuality as being on the same plane as marriage. By paying the health insurance of homosexuals' partners, this elevated an immoral relationship to the level of biblical marriage. By voting in the Marriage Protection Amendment in 2004, Kentuckians had spoken by a 75% margin that marriage consists only of one man and one woman. In Kentucky, homosexual relationships are not marriage or equal to it. Thus says Kentucky's Constitution. UK's argument for violating Kentucky's Constitution was that they had to have the best professors in order to become a top 20 school among America's universities. They declared they had lost some homosexual professors because they did not pay partner benefits, thus implying that homosexual professors are the best professors. Well, the Bible has something to say about that. But in 2007, the Kentucky House leadership in the legislature buried a bill that would have stopped this outrage, thus siding with homosexuality against the law of God. Well, the results are in. Has UK gained in ranking among the nation's universities? They've made UK one of the most homosexual-friendly places in the nation. Has it helped them reach their goal of being one of the top 20 universities in America? Absolutely not. It has done just the opposite. According to U.S. News and World Report, in 2007, the year after they started paying partner benefits, UK slipped to number 112th among the nation's universities. In 2008, they fell further to be ranked 122nd in the nation. This year, they've fallen even more and are now ranked as the nation's 128th university. That's a long, long way from the top 20 in America. This fall is exactly what is predicted by the Scripture. The Bible teaches that success comes when we think on and talk about the Scripture. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." God honors those persons and institutions who honor His Word. He warns us what will happen to our children if we ignore His law and do not teach it to them. He says, quote, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." UK is simply reaping what it has sown, just as the Bible says. Daniel Webster, the great American statesman, has sobering words for those university administrators and professors among us who think they know more than God. And likewise, for those of us who allow our tax dollars to support such an institution. He warned us, quote, "But if we and our posterity neglect religious instruction and authority, violate the rules of eternal justice, trifle with the injunctions of morality, and recklessly destroy the political constitution which holds us together, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.